This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
I'm the firstborn from my mom's side, but I'm not sure. I can't be middle because I'm child number 4 out of 7. I don't know where middle is there.
Hey, that's a topic for another day. But Apiwe, let me come to you again. Does it matter? Does it play a role in how people relationship, whether a person is a firstborn, lastborn, only child, only girl, and so on?
So I think the first thing is just to establish like what the theory is about, because the birth order theory is not anything new, but it has always been, I guess, most people view it in the sense of how it shapes your growth and your development and basically, you know, the outcome of where you are within the family structure influences, you know, your personality. So obviously, because it influences your personality, it's bound to influence in your interpersonal relationships, you know, outside of that family structure. So I think it does matter, but it's not solely the only form or the only way in which, I guess, you consider how people, choose, you know, partners. But it is a factor. And if you really, really look into the details of it and you are truthful with oneself, you will find that it does make a point around how personalities and compatibility,
And again, to that point, Luzuko, bringing you in here, because there is that whole perception, and the reason why I was asking whether you're a firstborn because there is that perception, firstborn, entitlement, want these things their own. So I can imagine if you lead firstborn day two, is it a question of we are not compatible, because now it's two bulls in a crawl, as it were.
Yeah, I think with firstborns, I think first of all, spot on from Agnes, that it does play a factor, but it certainly is not the only factor that determines whether relationships will work or not. That is, I mean, when we look at evidence, I know this is really not scientific, but just based on what we've seen and with our experiences, there is something that suggests that there is definitely affect. I mean, we know, like you say, with the firstborns, they tend to be quote unquote bossy. They tend to be sort of leaders of the family, and I think for most part, it's probably because of their role that they assume when they are much younger. And for me, I think the other thing maybe to speak about, it might be a tangent, but I think it's something to consider. I'm of the view that this theory is really, at most times, based on social economic influences, because, for example, for a family where it was really economically tough for the family, you kind of see this thing being very predominant. Because, for example, if you are in that family where you were really struggling, that means chances are that the parents would not be would not have time and space to really parent, so they leave the older child almost playing that deputy parent role. Then it molds the firstborn to be that type of person, you know. But in a very affluent family where the parents are always available, they go to school to school functions together. They take kids out to play. They always have that time and they're available. Chances are that firstborn won't really have played that role of deputy parent, if I can put it that way. So for me, when you put two firstborns together, there's really two things that usually happen. Either it's a really power struggle, or it could really be a power couple. I think I'm one of those fortunate ones where my wife played a big role in her family, as much as she was not the firstborn, but she really played the firstborn type of role, same as me. And for us, it's never really a power struggle, more so as a power couple, if I can put it that way.
Is there, though, Apiwe, like, you know, you've had to Luzuko's point, like, for instance, an eldest daughter syndrome, where there's also a need, whether deliberately or not, to take care of everyone, which somehow affects relationship. Apiwe?
Just going back to Luzuko's point about, like, the socioeconomic factors, in the sense of the theory itself can't be isolated as, you know, as the decision making theory in how you date, because you could be, you know, a last born who has to have, you know, assumed a responsibility for the family, you know, bigger than what, you know, other last borns in different family structures are. So I guess it also depends on those factors, to just figure out what personality you're dealing with. So it can't be the only factor. It doesn't matter whether you're first born or last born. It can't be the only factor, because there's different there's different factors along with the theory. If we look at what is typical in terms of the expectations within, you know, roles in the family, then the theory itself kind of checks out. If we don't have a typical family structure where firstborn is responsible to help with, you know, siblings. The middle child, nobody really pays attention. The lastborn is free to just do whatever they want. Then we can say the theory checks out.
Like for instance, right? You'd have a situation where, like, the middle child, for instance, and I think I'm the missing middle in my family, you know. But I find that being the missing middle, I end up playing the role of peacekeeper, kind of, right? But also in relationships, I ended up being, like, always trying to maintain the peace, you know? Whereas one can say, like, for a youngest child, syndrome will be, have a reputation of being the wild ones. And so on and so forth. So sometimes it comes with it, but it doesn't become a final definition. Let's take a call quickly from Tapiwa in Cape Town. Good morning.
Good
morning. Good
morning. I vowed never to date a closer woman, honestly, because of whatever that I was hearing. Right now, because I'm not trying to bash or, you know, put a thing on person, but I'm seeing it for myself. I've dated three or so since in the last 5 years or so, I think. And now I've got a closer woman and a firstborn.
I blame you, Tapiwa. I blame you. The problem is you. So where are you in the birth order? Where are you in the birth order, Wen?
I'm the first born also, so it's like two bulls in one cup.
She probably thinks the same about you.
Well, I think I'm more understanding than her, because now. Okay, I just wanted to say that.
Okay. Firstborn,
stay away.
Thanks, Tap. I don't need firstborn to watch your mama to Apiwe. Apiwe?
I think the interesting thing with the caller is that he's obviously, you know, in a very similar position to the partner. And he's saying, you know, I'm more understanding. And you might find that you believe that you're more understanding because you're more adaptable, you're more willing to compromise, but maybe not in the things, you know, where your partner understands as responsibility, which is what normally happens with first ones. You assume responsibility at a very young age, and so this is where it gets tricky. because the compatibility isn't only just on, you know, on that basis of the birth order theory, but obviously of other, you know, personal traits, personality traits. I don't want to say it to him that he needs to just like apply a different, you know, kind of method, but remember, a firstborn is normally, you know, the one who basically is the leader of the crowd, you know, and so it's very hard for them to kind of, you know, step out because they've got people looking up to them. But maybe establishing what are those key, you know, responsibilities to the partner that they can't compromise on, and then, you know, have a different outlook. Because I don't think it's like bad to be wanting control and to want to, you know, be responsible and to, but also there's ways to teach people how to compromise, and it all goes down to how you communicate that.
So should we then, Luzuko, one consider,
yeah,
a birth order? While the theory itself might be a fun way to test compatibility, but is it something that one should look into in terms of finding a partner, as much as they will tell you that this star sign and that other star sign do not meet?
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, should one look into it, or is it, as we have established, it could differ from person to person? Because that does not necessarily mean because you are a firstborn, your social conditions, living conditions, yeah, family conditions will, yeah, determine who you are.
Yeah, so for me, Kwena, I think the way that we should look and perceive this birth order theory is more of, I would say, a gateway indicator, right? It should push or guide the other party or all the parties to start the conversations, right, about your growth. So when you're in that dating, courting phase in a relationship, especially when it's really late in your years and you're really considering marriage and all of those things, building family structures, I think that people should actually look at the birth order theory as a gateway to conversations about how to grow a family. For example, if you are a firstborn child, especially the that you are speaking about, the firstborn closer woman, I'm sure there is, we can talk about why, for example, firstborn females are seen as so bossy because of the modeling that closer parents typically give to their firstborn girls, because they almost literally take over the parenthood as soon as they get bigger. They start cooking earlier, they start looking after their siblings, mm, almost instantaneously. It's like they are being built to mother, you know, from a very young age, and that happens for the longest period. It's not so really the same for a firstborn plus a man, because they're not really domesticated, if I can put it that way.
Kitty spoiled bread.
Kitty spoiled bread for most parts. For most parts, I agree. But I think really, I mean, omafungashe, as we call them in Tosa, they are really molded to build and hold a family together. So for me, it's a gateway conversation that you must have, and understanding where this person has come from and how they were raised and why they were raised in that way, so that you are able to understand how they perceive a family, how they perceive a family structure. You know, so for me, it's certainly something to consider, but I think for me, it's literally, sure, just an entry point. It's, oh, okay, so this is where you fall. But then speak more about the configuration of your family as you grow up, how it molded you, how it affected you positively and negatively, and then focus on those discussions over the fact that you are just a firstborn, or you're a secondborn, or you're a thirdborn, or you're a lastborn. You know what I mean? So
sure,
I would just use it as a gateway to a conversation, not really to be stuck on whether you're first or last. Yeah.
Apiwe, would you agree that it should not be the be-all, end-all, but it might shed some insight as to who you are dating?
Absolutely. I think it's very similar, you know, for people who believe in, like, zodiacs and stuff, and astrologers, and people who believe in astrology, it's very similar. It's just a guide. It's not the end and be all. It's a guide to just understand, you know, the next person from a perspective of, you know, who they are in terms of personality, but also in terms of how they've been raised and factors that affect their behavior and just So it is a guideline. You can use, you know, various factors to understand, you know, a person and where they come from and the kind of, you know, behaviors that come with how they've been raised. And then it's easier to sort of understand if I'm up here and I'm the last born and I always had my way and I can speak freely, I'm allowed to just be myself and speak freely without, you know, limitations. I'm going to be the same when I meet other people. I'm not going to be different to try and accommodate those people because I've never been influenced in that manner. I've always been allowed to be me and to be open and to be, you know. So it's a nice theory, right? To use as a guideline, but it's definitely not. I'm not going to date a firstborn because I know they're stubborn and they want to. They
absolutely.
They don't want to compromise or whatever. So yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you to the both of you. Let me just say this to Tapiwa and everybody else who has problem with Xhosa women. For me, Xhosa women are the hill, but Janet Jackson comes first. But Janet Jackson comes first. So let me throw that Tapiwa, quickly, for people that want to find you, where and how do they find you on the socials and otherwise?
Socials, it's Tapiwa Chele.
Luzuko?
All social media, PSG Dimera.
Fantastic. Thanks to the both of you, Luzuko Nobongoza and Apiwe Tele, as we talk about. Does it matter? Do you look into it, whether you're dating a firstborn, a middle child, last born, only girl, only boy? What has your experience been? Share with us. Hashtag Power Up.
Beyond the headlines, information and conversation. Power 98.7 on 103.6 in the south of Johannesburg, 104.4 in the Vaal, and 107.2 in Ekurhuleni. Now we're talking.
Happy birthday to our very own Donald Africa. A happy birthday to you, Take. Let's see, who do you share your birthday with? Dr. Kumalo, I think, if my search was anything to go by. Oh, you say, you share your birthday with Makgato Mandela. We were talking about Makgato Mandela just yesterday. Yeah, so the universe, ne? And then you also share your birthday with Amanda Dupont. Is it still a Dupont? I think she was. Anyway, you share your birthday with Amanda Dupont today. Yes, and Dokish. Petty Yonge Logish. Legendary South African footballer Dr. Kumalo was born on this day in 1967 on the 26th of June. Who else do you share your birthday with? Another footballer born in 1974 on this day, Cyril Nzama, another Kaizer Chiefs legend. And Professor Ben Turok, South African politician, also shares his birthday today, born in Latvia. And last but not least, who did I see? There.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.